531. Ola Manuia, the Pacific Health and Wellbeing Action Plan for 2020 to 2025 was launched yesterday by the government. Ola Manuia is aimed at improving the health and well-being of our vibrant and growing Pacific population living in Aotearoa, New Zealand. We're joined now by Associate Health Minister, the Honourable Jenny Sa-Lessa, for more. Mālō elelei, and thank you so much for your time this morning, Minister.
Mālō elelei, but mua ki hōwhanga he ngai tālawhakatapu, and thank you for this opportunity, Brian.
Firstly, Minister, tell us more about Ola Manuia and what it will look like.
So Ola Manuia means living well or living in wellness. And Ola Manuia, the Pacific Health Wellbeing Action Plan, is a five-year plan that the government has, especially for our health sector. You would know that right now we have 389,000 Pacific people living in Aotearoa, New Zealand. The projection is that that population is going to grow quite fast over the next 10 to 20 years. Pacific people in New Zealand, you know, we make up a large proportion of our country's essential workers, especially in the health and disability workforce, where literally many of our Pacific peoples have the care of those who are even more vulnerable, and yet Pacific people themselves remain consistently overrepresented across all vulnerability indicators for our health and well-being. The strength and resilience of our New Zealand Pacific communities, though, was really highlighted in our response to COVID-19. The commitment from our health workers, from our families and our communities to do whatever it takes to keep others safe is something that was deeply inspiring, and we saw it in action. I'll give you the example, Brian. In Ōtara in South Auckland, our local health providers, with assistance from central government, became a community testing station for COVID-19, where they tested over 6,000 individuals. The youth arm of South Seas Healthcare in Ōtara began an initiative called Bubblegum because they wanted to help other young people in Ōtara, and they wanted to unite, to stick together during these unprecedented times. Ola Manuia, this Pacific Health and Wellbeing Action Plan, actually matches that local commitment like that in Ōtara with an equal level of commitment from government and our disability support services. The vision of Ola Manuia is that Pacific families are thriving in New Zealand, and this vision is based on the aspirations and ideals that Pacific people across the country share. What we did last year is we went out and we consulted. We had 13 different consultation meetings right across Aotearoa, and this action plan was actually developed with Pacific people's voices coming right through as to what are the issues, how should we address it. This particular plan basically is for the Ministry of Health, it is for district health boards, it is for non-government organisations, primary healthcare, community and social providers, so that when they're planning how to serve Pacific people, that they actually use this as a tool. It has various principles in it, a lot of actions, and that it also gives the success measures, and these success measures are actually informed by Pacific people.
You touched on one initiative, Minister, regarding the Bubblegum initiative in South Auckland. Any other specific initiatives within the Ola Manuia framework to improve the health and well-being of our Pacifica communities, or key themes highlighted in the Ola Manuia report?
So the Ola Manuia report actually gives us specific areas of focus that service providers should look into. For instance, that we should focus on ensuring that we, in terms of culture, that we develop and support a culturally self-health system. The success measure from Pacific people is basically they're looking at when there is positive service experience. So when, say, a Samoan enters a GP clinic and knows that they are welcomed, that they feel safe and that they are supported, that is actually one of the success measures. Another action in terms of a focus area is when we look at community and health literacy, that we should ensure that we empower Pacific people to have the knowledge and the skills to be able to manage their own health and well-being. The success measure, one of the success measures given, is that our Pacific people have the skills to be able to manoeuvre, access the health services, but also to be able to prevent diseases themselves. And so the Health Action Plan itself is actually full of these kinds of examples. The Bubblegum Initiative was actually an example of how a local service, actually during COVID-19, it was actually driven by young people. Young people in Ōtara coming together, wanting to stick together, and then wanting to serve others. And so this particular action plan actually gives all sorts of tools for our service providers to then make sure that they serve our Pacific communities well.
In terms of addressing the inequalities within Pacific health and, you know, many aims that you've outlined already, Minister, but this has been an issue that's, you know, been ongoing for, you know, some time amongst our Pacific community, especially being overrepresented in terms of, you know, health inequity and in terms of, you know, going through the system, etc. How will Ola Manuia, you know, be unique in its approach in terms of addressing these health inequalities amongst our Pacific community?
You're absolutely right. And, you know, addressing and achieving health equity is one of those really challenging issues that we are trying to address with Ola Manuia. Achieving Pacific health equity, though, is about addressing the causes, not just the symptoms of the system. It is about improving how we Pacific people are treated when we access our health services. It is about getting the level of engagement with all of our people right, getting the quality of care and the modes of delivery right. Because when you look at health equity, it's not just about addressing things that are avoidable. It is about addressing things that are unfair and unjust. Equity recognises that different people with different levels of advantage require different approaches and resources to get equitable health outcomes. We also recognise that the Health Action Plan highlights a range of factors that has to be addressed, but it actually is a way of ensuring that the system, the health system, works well across not only health, but that it works with housing, with employment, with education, and with our social development sectors, because in order to get to health equity, the current inequities that we see in Pacific must be addressed right across all of those different sectors.
Now, Minister, COVID-19 mobilised Pacific community champions into delivering services to our Pacific families. Do you see this as an effective method of delivering health and disability services at the grassroots level?
I absolutely encourage our people and our providers to keep on doing the really innovative ways of delivering. And, you know, the example that I gave earlier on in South Auckland is one example where you saw a GP clinic. They actually had a testing station. They also are a service provider that has social services. They have a whānau water arm, and they also have a youth service arm. This is also a service that has links and agreements with the education sector, with some of the schools around the area. And so what you saw there is government actually enabling providers like this provider in South Auckland to be able to serve the community in a pandemic that hit us in terms of COVID-19 in a way that we weren't actually available. So government actually assisted by providing resources, really just to ensure that that service actually stood up and was able to serve the community well and effectively in a timely manner. And so one of the things that myself and Minister Sipuani did, this is actually last week, is we visited this provider, and one of the things that we both said is that we wanted to, in the future, and you know, be more enabling. And instead of, say, going back to pre-COVID-19, the way that services are delivered, we want to actually ensure that we do as much as we can to not go back, but to continue on delivering services in an innovative way for our Pacific people, not just in South Auckland, that's just an example, but right across Aotearoa.
And Minister, finally, where can people find out more to go see the read more of the Ola Manuia plan?
What I would suggest is that you just put in Ola Manuia, Pacific Health and Wellbeing, under Google. It'll actually take you to the Ministry of Health site where Ola Manuia Action Plan is on their website.
Associate Health Minister, the Honourable Jenny Saalesa, always a pleasure to speak with you, Minister. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Malo Obito of Atu Malo. Thank you.
Tiri lava.
It's 21 minutes past 7, 5:31 PI, Pacific People Together.